The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
It's a Tuesday afternoon, and I welcome you to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to our listeners in Columbus, Ohio, on AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM. And welcome to our listeners on Faith Talk, WTBN 570 and 910 AM in the Tampa Bay area, as we once again do a little simulcasting, as I have the privilege of sitting in for Bill Bunkley while he is away from the microphone. So, Florida, Ohio, or wherever you are listening, welcome. It is a privilege for me to be on this side of the microphone, knowing you are on that side of the microphone. All right, this defies common sense, but common sense is in short supply, unfortunately, today. A federal panel of judges has ruled against an Indiana law. Now, what did the Indiana law require? It required for minors to get parental or guardian consent to get an abortion. That's pretty common sense, wouldn't you think? Can't get a tattoo without parental consent if you're a minor. Can't get earrings. Can't get any body piercings. You can't pierce your tongue or your nose or your big toe or your belly button unless you get parental consent because you're a minor. But now in the state of Indiana, because of a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, a minor in Indiana can get an abortion. Now, there has to be a court order. This minor would have to find a judge, but the judge doesn't have to tell the parents. The child doesn't have to tell the parents. The abortion provider doesn't have to tell the parents. So in other words, if you are a parent of a minor in Indiana, your daughter could get pregnant and kill her unborn baby, your grandchild, and you would never know it. You would never know it. Yeah. Actually, I misspoke. The circuit court actually upheld an Indiana law called the Senate Enrolled Act 404. Quote, the law allows for a minor to get an abortion without parental consent. I misspoke. They didn't rule against the law. They actually upheld the law. Quote, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has once again ruled. Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. I read it over before the program. Known as get an abortion. I was right the first time. I knew I was. No, I didn't. All right. Let me read from this story so I get it correct. A three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit has once again ruled against an Indiana law limiting a minor's ability to get an abortion without parental consent in a 2-1 decision. Planned Parenthood of Indiana versus Kentucky versus Christina Box. The appeals court ruled against an Indiana law passed in 2017, which required parental consent and so forth. Bottom line, the bottom line is the Supreme Court refused to hear this case a few weeks ago, sent it back, and the Seventh Circuit Court, majority opinion was written by Judge David Hamilton, an Obama appointee. He authored the majority opinion and ruled that a child does not have to get consent from parents to get an abortion, does have to find a judge. But anymore, it's not that hard to find some whacked out judge who would violate a parent's rights. Strange times, folks. And again, the irony, can't get a tattoo, can't get a body piercing, but you can get an abortion. Upside down, inside out world. All right, from that bad news to some good news. It's preliminary. It is early, but there is an experimental Alzheimer's drug that is showing great promise. Donanemab. You pronounce it. That's the name of the drug. It's experimental, and this is nothing to laugh about. In a report in the New England Journal of Medicine the day before yesterday, quote, about 7 out of 10 Alzheimer's patients wound up free of the brain plaques that are a hallmark of Alzheimer's after treatment with a potentially breakthrough experimental drug. Clinical trial results show the drug dissolves the plaque deposits in the brain, the toxic sticky protein that accumulates in the brains of people with Alzheimer's. The phase 2 clinical trial involved 257 patients, about half of whom received the drug intravenously every 4 weeks for up to a year and a half. The other half received a placebo. And I'm quoting from the report in the New England Journal of Medicine. The drug was extremely efficient in removing the plaque from the brain, so much so that by the end of the trial, 70% of individuals who entered with high levels of the plaque was essentially in the negative range, which is really profound, one of the doctors said. Such a percentage has not been reported today with other drugs that have successfully removed the plaque, so that is remarkable. The drug also appeared to slow the progression of Alzheimer's based on brain exercise tests. again quoting, the drug resulted in 32% better performance in those who took it compared with those who did not. Both groups declined, but the drug group declined 32% less, and that was significant. If these trials continue and if the drug is approved by the FDA, does it cure Alzheimer's? No, but it has been shown to slow the progress of Alzheimer's significantly by, it slows the progression by 20 to 40%. That's huge. And to those of you who have family members that are battling Alzheimer's, as our family, Joy's brother was just recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's. This drug is not going to be available for a while, but it's very, very encouraging, and I certainly hope and pray, as I know you do as well, that it will get approval. If these results continue in the direction that they are now, that this will be approved soon. It's a terrible disease. Terrible, terrible disease. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
What a wild and crazy year it has been with this whole COVID thing. And, you know, one thing I think all of us have learned, the experts are not really that expert. I mean, look at the changes in the year. The statements that have been made with absolute certainty and authority, and then a few weeks or certainly a few months later, it's completely different. You will remember that when this whole COVID thing first broke out, Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the world's premier experts, and certainly America's premier expert, said, I don't think it's that big a deal. Nah, I don't think we have anything to worry about here in America. It's over in China. You remember that? It's available. If you don't believe me, do a Google search. And he said, I don't think we need to worry about it. It's not that serious. Yeah. And then he says, oh, no, we don't need to wear masks. I mean, if you really want to wear a mask, you can, but masks really don't do a whole lot of good. From that to everybody's going to wear a mask. And not only that, I think we need to double mask, triple mask, quadruple mask, wrap yourself in a sheet and duct tape it around your head. All right, that's a little bit of an extreme, but double mask? Yeah, this is Fauci. Nah, we don't need masks. It's not really that big a deal. Everybody must wear a mask. And yes, double masking would be even better. You remember all of the experts were saying, we can't send the kids to school. We can't send the kids to school. No, no, no. If we send the kids to school, they're all going to die. Get the kids out of the classroom. Lock them up in their home. Seal the windows. You remember that? And President Trump said, you know, I'm not an expert, but I really think we need to get the kids back in school. Remember that? And everybody was flipping out and they were going crazy. The president's going to get all the children of America killed. They're all going to die because of the president. And then just a few weeks later, Dr. Anthony Fauci reversed himself again, and he made what has now become a famous statement, close the bars, open the schools. Remember that? Close the bars, open the schools. And then, of course, 6 feet. Now, why 6 feet? Why not 7? Why not 4? Why not 8? Oh, no. 6 feet. Everywhere. Joy and I were probably in 3 places today where the little circles are still down on the floor. Please remain 6 feet apart. Social distancing. 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. Today, Dr. Anthony Fauci, well, they've changed again. Allow me to quote, please. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is looking at data that suggests 3 feet apart are okay under certain circumstances for social distancing guidelines. Dr. Anthony Fauci said on CNN's State of the Union yesterday, yeah, maybe 3 feet is good. That's what the data indicates. Yeah. He said it won't be very long for the CDC to adjust official guidelines if the data suggests 3 feet of distance won't negatively affect people's safety. A major study out of Massachusetts found, and I quote, no substantial difference in the number of cases that implemented a 3-foot distancing policy versus a 6-foot policy. But I thought all the data, all the science, all the experts said 6 feet. Well, we did a little more research, and now we've found there's no difference between 6 feet and 3 feet. At the end of the interview, Dr. Fauci added, quote, I talk to the CDC, to Dr. Walensky, every single day. She is acutely aware of the accumulation of data and the fact that her team will be acting on the data the way they always do. Well, the data didn't say 6 feet. Now the data says 3 feet. Who knows what the data will show next week or next month? And I'm not, again, please, folks, I am not making light of COVID-19. My wife and I have had some very dear, precious friends die with COVID-19. We still don't know whether they died because of that or just with it. But it's serious stuff, and I'm not making light of it. What I am making light of, the experts have changed their tune over and over and over again. And the American public and actually people around the world have just sat back and said, okay, whatever you say. Folks, you got a brain. Use it.